Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of fun, you know, being able to go up against a team's ace and, you know, get into one of those battles, I think is always awesome. You know, it's a very competitive environment, obviously with the Subway Series and everything, but also, you know, us, you know, kind of trading blows back and forth, and the offense is, you know, working their butt off to try and get something going. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun to go into a battle like that where, you know, you're going to be tested and need to be at your best. And you know, the other guy across the other way is going to give you and your team everything they got.
Can you give us an insight into the relationship amongst the starting pitchers? Because last year, late, a lot was made of how tight of a group you guys are. There's obviously different faces here now. So how have some of those relationships continued to build from last year? And how have some of the newer guys acclimated them to the group?
Yeah, no, I think it's been great. I think, yeah, it definitely started with kind of the group that we had last year, and being able to bring Sean back, I think, was huge for that. And then bringing in other guys like Frankie and Clay and Griff, you know, that really have kind of seamlessly gelled, and it's been a lot of fun. I think, you know, we kind of had that relationship that we did last year, and we were as close as we were, and I think it kind of carried over to this year. And, you know, being able to welcome the guys that came over and you know, kind of show them the kind of group that we have and the camaraderie and the collaboration in terms of, you know, pitch wise, report wise, whatever it is. I think, you know, just being open, the five or six or whatever number it is, that you know, we're all working together and we all want the best for each other when we go out there. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
You and I were just talking before we came on about the evolution of the sinker as a pitch, because 10, 15 years ago, it was like all the guys a sinker baller because a lot of guys were relying so heavily on the four-seam fastball. Now it seems like, especially with this rotation, a lot of you guys throw a sinker. How has that pitch, in your mind, evolution and evolved over the last couple of years, and how has it helped your game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's... I was always kind of known as like a sinker baller, and I would, in college, I really started to throw the four seam. And a lot of times I just used it up late to try and get chase, and I wasn't really, you know, pounding the zone with it. It was more of that two strike ahead in the count kind of pitch for me. And as I got in the minors and then as I got into the big leagues and working with Hef, it's really evolved into a pitch that I can use in the zone along with the sinker. And, you know, I think baseball's a very cyclical game, and you know, the sinker used to be king, back in the 90s, early 2000s, and then eventually the four-seam kind of catches more traction, and then we saw, you know, like the ride fastball on the four-seam, and the sinker kind of went away, and then, you know, guys start to change their swings to cover the high fastball, and guys see an opening for the sinker down in the zone again. So I think it's very cyclical in that way, where it kind of goes through trends, and you know, pitchers are going to make changes, hitters are going to adjust, pitchers are going to adjust to that, and so it kind of goes that way. But yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's kind of been up to the player, but I think our pitching staff as coaches and all that, they've been really helpful in terms of guys wanting to learn one or try one out, or you know, kind of see if it would fit or make a difference in the repertoire.
Thanks, David. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.